Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call about the quarterly report Q1 2024 of the MAHLE Group. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The presentation is available online. Please click on the Launch Web Presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call. You can also download the presentation from the MAHLE Investor Relations website. During the Q&A session after the presentation, you are invited to ask questions via web chat or via phone. On the call today, MAHLE Group is represented by Marcus Kaphan, CFO of the MAHLE Group, Jan Frederik Thiele, Vice President Finance and Accounting Europe, and Ralf Josephs, Vice President Corporate Finance. Now I would like to hand over to Mr. Kaphan.
Thank you very much, and welcome to our investor update call. My colleagues and I will now present to you the quarterly report of Q1 2024. After our presentation, as just said, we'll be happy to answer any of your questions. Let me start with the key highlights. Looking at the first quarter of 2024, MAHLE Group sales were lower compared to the same period in 2023. As a result of lower customer demand, the decline was primarily driven by reduced volumes in Europe and North America. MAHLE Group sales slowed down by 8.4%, resulting in revenues of 3 billion euros. Despite lower sales, we achieved an EBITDA of 6.5%, which is 0.7% higher than last year in the same period. Compared to year-end 2023, the net debt increased marginally. Consequently, the leverage ratio of net debt to EBITDA remained nearly stable at 1.6 compared to year-end 2023. Operating cash flow improved by euro 39 million to euro 13 million, resulting in an improvement of free cash flow for the first period of 2024 by 29 million euros to an outflow of 104 million euros. This is mainly due to a less increased net working capital compared to last year, which overcompensated the increased expenditures on tangible fixed assets. MAHLE also signed a syndicated loan agreement for 1.6 billion euros in February 2024. This new syndicated loan consists of a revolving credit line in the amount of euro 1.2 billion and a term loan in the amount of euro 400 million, which has been canceled following the issuance of corporate bond in May 2024. The credit line of euro 1.2 billion has a maturity of 3 years with two one-year extension options. Based on our MAHLE 2030+ strategy, the group is pursuing its goal of returning to former strengths by the end of 2025. After executing successfully the Deliver 23 program, we will continue to push ahead with the Back on Track 2025 program and expand it with additional priorities. One focus will stay on process and efficiency matters to improve cost discipline and optimize sales and administrative structures. In addition, we are reviewing the production network in order to make the organization more efficient by optimizing the location structures, and at the same time, we are focusing on safeguarding and expanding our competitiveness in terms of product portfolio. We continue to focus on the structural reorganization of the group and continue to drive forward the measures to adjust our product portfolio. MAHLE has secured two major orders for thermal management module and is thus continuing its course of successful acquisitions in the field of e-mobility. One of the contracts is from an established globally present vehicle manufacturer. It marks the largest single order in the company history of the MAHLE Group. The second order is from an innovative car manufacturer in the Asian region. The total order volume across both projects is just under 1.5 billion euros. MAHLE is combining components that were previously installed individually into thermal management modules, which control the temperature of the battery, vehicle cabin, powertrain, and power electronics. The modules work much more efficiently than their individual components and can significantly increase the cruising range of an electric car by up to 20% as well as its charging speed. The modular design approach from Mahle enables smaller installation spaces and drastically reduces assembly expenditures. In this way, thermal management modules play a key role in e-mobility by helping to make vehicles more attractive and affordable. As a driver of electrification, thermal management is a strategic business focus for the Mahle Group. Let's have a look at the global automotive market development for Q1 2024. S&P Global forecasts production volumes for this year to remain stable for passenger cars compared to 2023 and expects a slight increase for medium and heavy-duty vehicle production. Total global light vehicle production is estimated to be slightly above 90 million vehicles, while global medium and heavy-duty production will be around 3.6 million. In Europe, the light vehicle production is forecasted to decrease slightly compared to the year 2023 by 2.3%. A slight decline in 2024 in Europe is due to low demand and the absence of order backlogs seen in 2023, which led to a catch-up effect last year. North America is faced with the same challenges. However, the negative impacts are overcompensated due to low dealership inventories, which led to a slight growth of production of approximately 2%. The South American market is expected to remain constant with 2.9 million vehicles for 2024 compared to the previous year. Despite stagnating domestic demand in China, further export growth is expected. Consequently, production is forecasted to increase by around 2.4% compared to 2023. For Asia, excluding China, production is expected to decrease by 2.7%. This is mainly due to low demand and easing of special effects that pushed production in Japan into 2023. Looking at the production estimation of medium and heavy-duty vehicles, S&P Global forecasts an increase of 1% compared to prior year. In Europe and North America, the economy is not performing well, which has led to a decline in truck demand. Additionally, there are no longer any order backlogs, unlike in 2023. As a result, compared to 2023, the production volume is expected to decrease by 2.6%. In South America, the production volume is expected to increase by 18% compared to the previous year. Main contribution stems from the recovery of production after the Euro 6 introduction in 2023. As for China, the production volume is expected to increase by 6% compared to previous year. Lastly, for Asia excluding China, production expectation is to be nearly flat. According to our market analysis for electrified light vehicles, the global share of battery electric vehicles, fuel cells and hybrid engine solutions is set to increase significantly and could rise to around 75% in 2035. Current legislation will lead to further increasing electrification globally. At regional level, though, we see a more diverse picture. The pace of BEV expansion has recently slowed in Europe. Also, the Biden administration has recently backed down on their initial targets. In China, we see a rise in PHEV share. This trend, although at a lower pace, also applies to electrified medium heavy duty. According to current estimates, the global share of battery electric vehicles, fuel cells and hybrid engine solutions of all trucks will grow to 35% in 2035 and 65% remain pure combustion engines. Now I would like to hand over to Jan-Fredrik Thiele, who will give you some more insights into our financials.
Yeah, thank you, Markus, and also a warm welcome from my side. Now let's take a look at Mahle Group sales by business unit as of the first quarter of 2024. The Engine Systems and Components business unit reported sales of 634 million euro, which is about 21% of the total group sales. The Filtration and Engine Peripherals business unit generated sales of 500 million euros, which represents 17% of the total group sales. The Thermal Management business unit accounted for sales of 1 billion euro, amounting to 34% of total group sales. The electronics and mechatronics business unit reported sales of 305 million euros, which is around 10% of the total group sales in the first quarter. And lastly, the aftermarket business unit, which generated sales of 328 million, contributing 11% to total group sales. The for-profit centers, in addition, which serve specific market and customer segments, reported sales of 212 million euros. The following slide gives an insight into our regional sales split. In the first quarter, Europe generated sales of 1.4 billion, contributing 48% to the group total sales. North America accounted for sales of 791 million euros, which is around 26% of the group's total sales, followed by the South American region, where 200 million euros of sales were generated, accounting for 7% of the total portfolio. Now moving on to China, this region reported sales of 275 million euros, contributing 9% to the group's total sales. Lastly, our Asia-Pacific region without China generated sales of 310 million euros, an equivalent to 10% of the group's total sales. In the first quarter of 2024, the Mahle Group sales decreased by 8.4% from 3.3 billion euros to 3.0 billion euros in 24. Exchange rate effects totaling 148 million euros had a diminishing effect on the development of sales. This was mainly due to the devaluation of important trading currencies against the euro, such as the Argentine peso, the Turkish lira, the Chinese renminbi, the Japanese yen, and the US dollar. The revaluation of the Polish zloty against the euro had an opposite effect. Adjusted for the mentioned currency effects, sales at Mahle Group declined organically by 3.9% compared to the same period in the previous year. Compared to the same period of the previous year, despite lower sales and the still challenging market environment, we were able to achieve higher EBITDA in absolute and relative terms. The EBITDA increased from 189 million in Q1 2023 to 195 million euros in Q1 2024 and reached a level of 6.5% compared to 5.7% in previous year's first quarter. With an increase in productivity and the realization of sales price adjustments, we were able to offset the impact of declines in sales volume, which resulted from lower customer demand and the inflationary increases in personnel costs. In the first quarter of the year, Mahle generated a cash flow of minus 13 million from its operating activities. This is an improvement compared to the previous year's cash flow of minus 52 million euros in this segment. This was mainly related to the seasonally higher level of net working capital. The cash flow from investing activities amounted to minus 92 million, which was lower than Q1 2023 with minus 81 million euros. This was predominantly related to the expansion of our investments in tangible fixed assets for customer project-related matters. Cash flow from financing activities showed a net outflow of 16 million euros. Compared to the same period of the previous year, the leverage decreased from 2.5 times to 1.6 times due to both an increase in working capital financing and the reduction in net debt level at the end of Q1 2024 compared to Q1 2023. Net debt on the balance sheet rose by 139 million to 1.491 billion compared to Q4 2023, mainly due to the seasonally higher level of capital tied up in net working capital and the net loss for the first quarter of the year 2024. I would now like to hand over back to Max Kapaun to give you an update on our outlook and upcoming events.
Yeah, thank you, Jan. And I would like to share a few thoughts on the outlook and to summarize some of the key messages. Mahle's outlook for group sales for 2024 is around 12.3 billion euros and for net debt to EBITDA with a ratio of 1.1 times. The top priority remains to further increase our profitability and improve Mahle's cash flow generation. We are driving forward the structural reorganization of the group, consistently continuing the reviews of our worldwide locations and product portfolio, and strengthening our group-wide cost discipline through the mentioned targeted programs. Coming to an end with the first quarterly investors call, we look forward to the upcoming calls. These additional calls are designed to provide you more frequent updates on our financial performance. We believe that this enhanced communication will offer you greater transparency and timely insights into our progress and developments. Our half-year results call has been scheduled for September 5th, and the Q3 results has been scheduled for December 2nd. For further updates, please visit the Investor Relations section on our homepage, mahle.com.